Hello there. Yo, listen, there are three ways to make pancakes. If you don't like pancakes, then maybe this analogy ain't for you. But who doesn't like pancakes? But again, if you don't like pancakes, use crepes or French toast or whatever. I don't know. Or waffles, I guess. So check this out. There's three ways to make pancakes, right? You can either make them from scratch. You can get the instant mix. Or you could just add some water, right? Now, the make from scratch way, this is where you're going to get like flour, eggs, milk, whatever else you need to make this thing from scratch. And you control every aspect of this pancake. You know, depending on how much you use of each ingredient, how much you whip it, whatever. Like all the things that make a certain pancake taste a certain way, give it a certain texture, right? Now, this make it from scratch way, somebody who has the time and the energy and the patience and even the know-how to do this, they're going to probably take this route. They get full control over the pancake. They have the time to do it. They know how to do it. They're going to take that route. Or they have the option to take that route because they know how to. All right, number two is you can get the instant mix, right? Now, with the instant mix, this is where you get it in the box and, like, the manufacturer makes the base for you already. They kind of mix up the dry ingredients, right? And what you would do, very simply, is add the things that they tell you to add. So you would add, like, you know, some oil, some milk, some eggs, you know what I'm saying? Various things to make the pancakes taste good, right? Based off of what they told you to do in the description. This process is for, you know, people who have a little bit more time on their hands, you know what I'm saying? And they're ready to add these ingredients, get it all mixed up. You don't get full control this way, but you do get more control than the following way that I'm going to talk about. And it's someone who's limited on time, like I said, but still, they got a little bit more time than the person who's really, like, just they don't have the time. And they want to have a little bit more control over how these pancakes are going to taste. So the instant mix is the second type of way you can make a pancake. Now, the third way, which a lot of people are familiar with, is the just add water, right? So this is kind of like the instant mix, except you don't have to go get extra ingredients. You don't have to get eggs, oil, milk, whatever else. You don't need all of that. You just need water. You take the batter or the dry ingredients that they've already made for you. They tell you how much you need as far as measurements go. And then they tell you to get that amount of water as far as measurements. Mix it in, you're good to go. Start pouring your pancakes. Now, the reason that I gave you this analogy is because I'm trying to tell you that this is also an approach to SharePoint. So the just add water way, that this last one that I talked about, that's SharePoint. The quick but efficient way to make these pancakes would be the water. It's not going to taste as good as the person who does it from scratch or even the person who does the instant mix. It's not going to taste that good, but it'll get the job done. And that's what SharePoint does for you. It gets the job done quickly. So you can go and inside of SharePoint, you need to create a website. You can create a website within a matter of minutes. Actually, that's a lie. Within a minute, you can create a website. You know what I'm saying? You go in there, you click a few buttons. Your site is up and ready to go. A website, a full-blown website. You just now have to configure it. That might take a little bit more time. Same thing with a list. When you create a list, it's just a couple clicks away. But what that list does is give you a full-blown application. It comes with fields that you can put on a form, capture information. When you capture that information, it automatically goes into a list, what some people would consider a database, but it's not really a database. But it kind of functions like a database. It's some way to track all your information. You get all of that within a matter of seconds. And again, you can whip it up that quickly, but then you got to configure it, no doubt. But the point that I'm trying to make is that that's SharePoint. SharePoint is the just add waterway, right? So like a long time ago, everybody had to make everything from scratch. That's what used to happen back in the days. When you think about making things from scratch, it's like full-blown coding. People had to write code to build all these things we have inside of SharePoint. But then somebody was like, hey, you know what? This could be a little bit quicker for people who don't necessarily either want to code or don't know how to code. They tried and they just don't know. So let me make it convenient for people. So this is where this low code, no code world comes from. So you don't have to be a full blown coder in that world, but you do have to know a little something. You know what I'm saying? Like you do really have to know a big chunk of information. In other words, you got to know how to use that oil, how to use the milk, how to use the eggs. But there's a lot of information out there that shows you what measurements you need and all that stuff, right? So now, the Just Add Waterway, this came to be even more convenient. And this is where SharePoint comes in. Again, the thing about this that I really want to stress is that a lot of people don't know that this exists. Like, they just don't know. And they don't understand the power that they have at their fingertips. Like, literally, what you can do with SharePoint is extremely powerful, and it comes out of the box with Microsoft 365. So that's why I'm like using this analogy, because you know that there's some people out there who are probably like, yo, I don't know how to make no pancakes from scratch, but give me the pancakes with the in the box that I just add water to, I'll kill some pancakes. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll knock it out of the park. But that's what SharePoint does for you. SharePoint allows you to not have to be a full-blown coder or even know half of that stuff, and you can get a lot of work done. It's just hard to believe, because when you recognize the power of it, you're like, wait a minute, I can do all of this just as a regular person within a matter of minutes? Yes, the answer is yes, you can. You know what I'm saying? Now, let me just say, though, there's kind of like a gift and a curse to this, because when you enter the world of SharePoint and you don't necessarily understand, like, you know, structuring your data and all of that type of stuff, you can, you know, make it harder for yourself, which is what I did at the beginning of my career. But with the right people, if you listen to the right people, you'll get started in the right way. Like, they will guide you. People like me. If I had access to me when I first started with SharePoint, I would be years ahead of where I am now. Because back then, if I knew the stuff that I know now, I would be bringing these top-notch, crazy, you know what I'm saying, like, change the organization type solutions way back then. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, though. You know what I mean? Because you live and you learn, and it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not like out here saving babies or whatever. So it's fine. It's fine that, you know, there was some rough patches in the beginning. Now, in your case, you have access to somebody like me and a ton of other people on the internet where you can learn about how to use SharePoint properly before you just get in there and start, you know, going crazy. But even if you got in there and start going crazy, it's fine for minimally critical things. You know what I'm saying? You got an inventory you need to track. I absolutely recommend you put it in SharePoint. You have anything that is tracking amongst you and your team, that's a great way to start. Put it in there. And then also what you get to do is share it with other people. So, you know, the IT team is tracking a bunch of inventory and they want to make sure the rest of the organization can get to it and see it but not edit it. You can do that with SharePoint very easily. Now, listen, I have I sing the praises of SharePoint lists all the time, and I finally have something for you to actually see that I think would help drive the point home. And this, again, falls along the lines of, you know, just add water. A SharePoint list is one of those things where it's literally just add water. Okay, it's not literally. People have been out here changing the definition of the word literally. I'm not going to be one of those people. So it's not literally, but you do get to change the way that, or you do get to spin up a list to track information the same way you would with Excel, except with SharePoint is way more efficient. And I have a demo of that. If you want to see it, I'm going to put the link in the show notes. I'm not even going to say a link because no point. I'm going to just, you know, in the show notes of this episode, I'm going to put the link to it. I want you to go check that out. You'll see a demo of me going through a SharePoint list and showing you why a SharePoint list is beneficial to you. And then, you know, do with that what you will. Now, I haven't been, y'all know if you listen to this show, number one, I haven't been here. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing. I know I haven't been around, so my apologies for that. I worked with my team the other day to like set up a schedule to go forward, and it looks like what I'm gonna be doing now is every 2 weeks at least I'll be dropping a new episode, which is good. That's good. And I'm okay with that because I put out a lot of content on LinkedIn, across other social platforms, here on the podcast, you know what I mean? Like, I got my website getting ready to get spun back up here, and I'll be putting out a blog, all of that stuff. Like, I got a lot of content out there, right? So the podcast had to kind of take a back seat because I was doing a whole bunch of that. But be prepared for it to start coming out every 2 weeks now. And again, my apologies for being gone for so long. Because I really enjoy doing this, like, a lot. It's just that I got a lot of stuff going on. So, yes, I want you to remember this pancake analogy, right? There's the from scratch, which is the coders. There's the instant mix where you're mixing your eggs and your milk and all this stuff. We could call those like power users and those who understand and enjoy using low code, no code, right? That's other parts of Microsoft 365 as well. But then if you think about the just add water, that is SharePoint, and that will be just enough for you to get started. Like, that's a great place for you to get started. I think, my personal opinion, I think before you even get to the Power Platform with Power BI, Power Automate, Power Apps, all the rest of those, before you even get there, I personally think learning SharePoint first is excellent for you. It's a great place to start. You could either start with SharePoint and stay there, or start with SharePoint, see your whole world open up and be like, nah, I want to start building business applications with Power Apps. I want to start writing complex flows with Power Automate. I want to start building dashboards off of the information that I've collected with Power BI. You could go there. It's fun. I got to be honest. It's a fun job to have. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you could get into this, I think you would enjoy it. If you like tinkering and building websites and messing with your data and, you know what I mean, building different workflows and all that stuff, it can be fun and addictive. You know what I'm saying? It's a great thing to wake up every day and go do, in my opinion. All right. Now, that is actually the end of the show. But here's what I'm going to do. I know that in the past I've talked about how I want to talk about other things on this show, right? So what I think I'm going to do just starting out is keep it here on the episode. But it's going to be a clear delineation between the SharePoint stuff that you've tuned into and now the other stuff that I want to talk about, because I'm not about to be like taking a guess at if you want to hear that content or if you want to hear SharePoint, if you want to hear both. I don't know. I don't get enough feedback on this show to know. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, if you tuned in for SharePoint stuff, this is it. I've given it to you. This week was for you to understand how SharePoint works when it comes to those three things. And the goal with that SharePoint stuff is for me to let you know, kind of like put you in a frame of mind of how to deal with SharePoint. There's different levels, the three that I named, and you want to get in on the ground floor by doing the just add water. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'll build on that over time, but that's the point. That's the point of this episode. Well, yeah, that's it. That's all I got. As of right now, I'm ending this episode and I'm shifting into, not ending the episode, I'm ending the SharePoint portion of this episode. Now I'm shifting into, I guess what you could call the business portion. So that's the business portion. All right, so thank you for tuning in. I'm about to switch gears here. All right. Listen, doing what I'm doing is a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because I have a client. So a couple years ago when I first went independent, I had multiple clients. That was difficult. I made good money, but I don't want to do that anymore. My thing now is like, listen, I will sign a year-long contract or a multi-year contract with one client, one government client, because that's what I aim for, is the government, and go deep with them and hook them up. That's what I want to do. Juggling multiple clients is not the thing for me. Not until I start hiring employees. That's a whole nother story. Anyway, my thing is I'm going to manage one client, make my money there, and then branch out and try to grow the SharePoint help desk. So here's how this works. My company is KJA Consulting. That's the real legit name of my company, right? And it has three pieces: SharePoint Consulting, SharePoint Development, and SharePoint Training. The thing that I'm trying to grow online is the training portion. And I have dubbed the training portion the SharePoint Help Desk. So people on LinkedIn know highly of that part of my brand, the SharePoint Help Desk, because that is specifically the training portion. All of the content that I produce around the SharePoint Help Desk, or most of the content, is around training. It's me teaching you about SharePoint and then doubling down and holding trainings to or holding demos to show you all the things that SharePoint can do. I'm not necessarily trying to drum up business to do more development and consulting because I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't really necessarily want to take on more clients. I'll take some special situations. You know what I'm saying? It depends. We got to talk about it. But for the most part, I'm just trying to drum up the training portion. Now, here's why. Because with the training stuff, I can control that more. You know what I mean? Like, here's what I got coming up as far as a class. I mean, as far as like what I mean with control. So in April, I'm going to debut a course. I haven't given it a fancy nickname yet, but in April, I'm going to debut a course, right? And this course is going to be a foundational course for SharePoint, but I'm going to do it by teaching you how to build a site, right? Because I think general information ain't going to help you. If you're a project manager, specifically that works at a government contract organization, you need to use SharePoint and understand how to use SharePoint. You also manage projects because when you win a contract, that you have now a project that you have to take on. And that project has task orders and tasks and deliverables and people and all this other stuff. And a lot of times, all the time that I've seen those things happen, I've seen government contractors try to manage that either throughout email on documents or the share drive, or they will put it on SharePoint, but they'll use SharePoint incorrectly. Before you know it, the SharePoint is out of control. People can't find anything. It's just really hard to manage it. And you got multiple people using SharePoint, managing SharePoint, that don't really know how to use it or don't know the best way to use it. And that causes confusion, chaos, makes it take way long to get deliverables taken care of, all that stuff. It's just disorganized and noisy. So my class is going to teach you how to build a site, a contract site, so that when your company wins a contract with the government, you just go and roll out this site and your site has everything. It has the tasks. It has the task orders. It has the deliverables. It has the people that are working those tasks. It has the PWS. It has everything on there. And you won't necessarily need me to even customize it, because the way I'm going to teach you how to build it is like, yo, I'm going to build it. You build it the way I show you to build it. But then after that, you can edit it and manage it to do other things that you want to do with it. So maybe your contracting company likes to track specific things that other contracting companies don't. Put it on the site. You can edit, you can customize your site, but I'm going to show you how to build a foundation. So that course, right, it's like a 10-week course. I'm going to run it for 10 weeks. I'm thinking once or twice a week. Haven't nailed that down yet, but it will be at least 10 weeks, right? And that is a training-specific thing. Now, let me tell you the truth. I'm charging a premium for this, and a little part of me feels like, you know what I mean, like people are going to be scared to when they see that price tag. And to be quite honest, I don't care. I put out a ton of free content that is very useful that could get you started. But if I'm going to take you to the side for 10 weeks and give you pointed, very specific information that you can use, and we're going to have fun. Don't forget about that part. I like to have fun. I'm not going to do no boring training. Specific training that you can use to take back to your organization and level up the way you work. I'm going to give you the works. I'm going to do a real good class with you. I'm going to train you well, so much so that I would hire you. I believe in my training so much that I would hire a person that I trained. That's how much I believe in my training. But it's not just about the training. I need to see, you know, your social skills too. But besides all that, I'm doing that training, and part of me is nervous because the price tag is high. But once I get past that part, I'm excited. I'm excited to train people to do this. You know what I'm saying? And this is the SharePoint Help Desk. This is the route that I'm going to take to generate money for the SharePoint Help Desk. That portion of my business is going to be training. which I said already, you know what I'm saying? That's a training arm. But it's going to be live training. So 10 weeks of not pre-recorded videos of me showing up on screen with you at the same time, teaching you and walking you through these things week after week. And by the time you're done, you will be equipped to go back to your organization and be like, listen, I'm about to knock this thing out of the park, and everybody's going to want to know what you know. So you might be able to train people at your organization. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I said all that to say, this is what's going on. Like, this is the these are the things that are going on in my business, specifically the SharePoint Help Desk, not KJA Consulting as a whole, but the SharePoint Help Desk. That's what's going on. And I'm bringing back my podcast because I like to put out content and I need more arms out there. I need more tentacles, you know what I mean, out there reaching people. So the podcast, I'm on TikTok, Instagram. I got to get back on Facebook. I know I'm missing a lot on Facebook. I just don't like Facebook. But Facebook is a little bit. I do a little bit on Facebook. I do a lot on LinkedIn. I'm still there every day. And I'm missing one. Did I say Instagram? I don't remember. Oh, YouTube. So I'm about to bring back my YouTube as well. So listen, I feel like this was all over the place. So I hope you're still listening. I really hope you're still listening. But yeah, expect the podcast to come back every 2 weeks. If you want to sign up for that course, I will have a sign up page here soon. Don't forget that I still do a workshop every month, a free workshop. That's coming this month. What is this, March? Yeah, in March on, I never remember these dates. But again, it doesn't matter. You'll get a sign up page soon. So don't even worry about that. But let me see here. Let me check this real quick. So in March on the 20th. Yeah, in March on the 20th, that's a Wednesday, 6 p.m. in the evening, I'm going to do an audio show on LinkedIn where I talk about documents and why you need to use metadata. And then that Saturday, the 23rd at 11 a.m. Eastern, then I'm going to do I'm going to do a demo of these documents. Now, if you've been to one of my demos before where you see me talk about documents, you probably don't need to come. But you can if you want to. That's all up to you, no doubt. But I'm encouraging you to come if you want to see how you can use your documents inside of SharePoint. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I know I said I'm bringing back LinkedIn love, but I came unprepared. So next episode. And also, I probably will start to do these a little bit longer because if I'm dropping one episode every 2 weeks, you know, I could probably pack a little bit more content into there. I think that's it. I appreciate you staying with me if you made it this far. I think I'm going to do a much better job of producing this podcast. You know, let me throw in one more thing here. Yeah, if you're hanging with me to this point, I message you. I like that. I love that. Here's the thing about me and these podcasts and broadcasting and stuff, right? It's like when you have a talent and you take it for granted. And I think that I feel like I have a talent for being able to, I think I'm a good broadcaster, right? And because I have that thought, I sometimes take it for granted because somebody else who's getting ready to do a podcast, they would, you know, put down some notes, structure it, prepare themselves and do a good job there, right? Where I always come to this thing last minute, even though I've planned this, I said the show is coming back on this day. I don't prepare the way someone who doesn't feel comfortable speaking on the microphone would prepare, where they would script all their notes, have their whole layout, their outline, you know, do a bunch of editing. That ain't me. And it's because I think that I take my talent for granted. So what I want to do is stop doing that, do a better job of you know, preparing, putting my stuff together and giving you a better show. You know what I mean? Like I want to make the podcast eventually be the thing that this is really the way that I do inbound. You know what I'm saying? Like how I get folks to hear about me is through this podcast. And that's why I'm going to upgrade it to more than just SharePoint, because I love SharePoint and I like talking about SharePoint, but I'm so much more than just SharePoint. So I'm a lead with SharePoint, but on the back end, I'm going to have a bunch of other stuff that people might find interesting. I don't know. I know I'm tired of, following the rules and asking other people for their opinion on, hey, what do you think I should do here and what should I do here? Who cares? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, not saying I don't care about other people's opinion. I'm just saying, like, if something feels right with me, I should just go with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have the freedom to do that. This is my own thing. I'm building. I could do it in my own image. I could do whatever I want. So if I want to, you know, come and talk about SharePoint and then on the back end talk about whatever, I can do that. Where's the rule that says don't do that? You know what I'm saying? And even if there was a rule, who cares, man? Who invented these stupid rules? All right, I'm getting off tangent. Listen, I'm just happy that you tuned in. Please stay prepared for more shows and give me feedback. Let me know what you like, what you don't like. Shout out to Gigi because she reached out and was like, yo, love your podcast. You haven't dropped in a while. It was really good. And can you do a podcast about SharePoint resumes? I didn't realize that, you know, people would might be interested in something like that. So I might do that. I'm going to talk about resumes in one of these upcoming episodes. Anyway, again, I got to say thank you. You could be listening to anything. You've tuned into my show. I'm extremely appreciative of that. It is not lost on me that you have stuck some headphones into your head or earphones and you're listening to my voice from some corner of the world. That's super dope to me. Anyway, reach out. I'm on LinkedIn. Don't forget. And check the show notes for the stuff that I'm talking about. The class that you got to sign up for, all of that. Check the show notes. I would love to see you at that class. I would love to see you reaching out on LinkedIn, engaging, and, you know, letting me know what's good. And, yeah, that demo, too, that I told you you should watch about the SharePoint list. I think that was a really good demo. You should check it out. Again, link will be in the show notes. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll holler at you later.